It was, yeah. And look, the two teams went at it there today, and I suppose look, it's like every defeat, we're gonna learn from this today, and hopefully come back in record a few weeks' time and get our heads right again. So look, all you can say is congrats to Longford. They put up a mighty battle, and you know, given the conditions of the weather out there, it wasn't great. The pitch was deplorable, to be honest. It was shocking down the top end up near the clubhouse. I mean, tractor tyre marks in the middle of a pitch for a league final. I really can't understand why or how the game was played here today. And I'm going to rile a lot of people in saying that. I say it, you know, it's been in my head all week. I was afraid we were going to be on pitch one, and I was hoping we'd be on pitch five today, but it didn't happen. That said, it doesn't take away from the result. I don't think that our lads performed to the level that they performed today, but that's not stopping the pride and heart and passion. There's some beautiful hurlers there in Longford, and you know, fair play to Derek for getting them out today, getting to the level of hurling there. So you know, best of luck to them, and you know, hope they do well in the record, the same as ourselves as well.
A draw in normal time, were you happy with that? Maybe giving you a trail for long stages.
Oh, look, I mean, Longford from the off, I thought today were definitely in the 70 minutes were probably the better side. I just don't think our lads in the forward line clicked today, whatever it was.
The absence of Keith Raymond may be key there.
Yeah. Well, Keith's carrying a calf injury, and he's been on the road now for the best part of 15 years. And then I had a chat with him last week, and it's the same calf injury he was carrying last year. So I suppose anybody seeing that Keith's not on the team sheet, it's a big psychological lift for them. And so fair play to Longford. Look, we'll take it from here. Look, I said we've had a great league campaign. We're obviously disappointed we haven't got silverware, but you know, Sligo hurling is in a really good place at the minute. And you know, I got a message from Paul Taylor this morning, the Sligo football manager, which was a really, really just a brilliant thing to see, that you know, the whole county was behind us today, which is great. Do you know,
what are the big positives you'll take, Doughty, from this league campaign going into the championship?
I suppose, you know, we had the two McHughes and came back today. Rory, when he came on in towards the end of the second half, I think it was, had a great 25 minutes there. I thought he was excellent. So it's great to see them lads being blood back in. You know, Keats to come back yet. I'd be hoping to get one or two other lads in as well too, and we give the record a great crack, and that's where we go from here now, you know. But like you saw yourself, it was a brilliant end-to-end stuff of the game. You know, and Longford just had that little bit extra bit of quality, I'd say, that they would, and I'd say it comes more from experience, in the fact that they're playing a level above us last year.